This is Ozarks at Large. As we mentioned earlier in the program, the 2014 County Health Rankings and Roadmap Report has just been released. The report categorizes several different factors related to health for every county in the country. For Arkansas, Benton County was ranked as the healthiest county. Washington County was ranked second. The least healthy counties are mostly congregated along the Mississippi River in eastern Arkansas. This morning, I talked to Kate Kunkel, an associate researcher with the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, about the fifth annual report issued by that institute.
We hope that the rankings are really a conversation starter for communities that, again, bring lots of different people from different areas, different sectors of the community together to talk about what's happening, what's going well. Every county, every community has things that are going well that they can continue to build on, and things that are challenges that they really need to take some time and think about. What can we do as a community, as a collective group coming together? What are those local solutions that we can put in place to improve health in our community and ensure that everyone in our community has an opportunity to live a long and healthy life?
I want to ask you about a couple of the ranking categories under physical environment. Toward the bottom of the report that people can find at countyhealthrankings.org, driving alone to work and long commute driving alone. Why were those considered, and how can those affect a county's health?
Sure. So the housing and transit measures are new to the rankings this year, both found in the physical environment. And when we think about commuting to work, people who are driving alone, it both creates social isolation. It's not great for the environment to have more people driving on their own. And it's a sedentary activity. You're sitting and not really getting any physical activity. So that contributes to our health in multiple ways. And that long commute then is, if you're driving alone and for a long period of time, it just increases all of those things. But it can also be a stressful commute for people. If they're spending long time in the car by themselves, away from their families, away from friends, not being physically active. There's lots of different things that can contribute to some negative health outcomes. So in some cases, you may not be able to change your commute patterns, but then maybe it's thinking about if I can't actively commute to work, can I actively get around my community to do other kinds of activities, other errands? So sometimes you can't change the particular factor, but you can think about if that's impacting you, how you can change other parts of your life or how communities can support people in other ways to make sure that they are getting physical activity and other healthy, beneficial activities.
5 years in now to this report, have you seen any trends for the positive or negative nationally?
We've started looking at some of those national trends, and we know that people living in the least healthy counties are twice as likely to have shorter lives as people living in the healthiest counties, which is something that we really need to think about. How do we get everyone able to live, to make choices, to live in communities where a long and healthy life is supported? We also know that there's twice as many children living in poverty in least healthy counties than in the healthiest counties. We talked about that connection to income, education, and health outcomes. That children in poverty number is one of our key measures that we really want people to focus in on and think about. How do we make sure that, again, everyone has access, that people have an opportunity to raise healthy families? And then finally, we also know that while teen birth rates have decreased about 25% since 2007, there are still twice as many teen births in the least healthy counties compared to the healthiest. And so, again, we really want people to think about raising all boats and making sure that everyone has the same opportunities regardless of where they live. We know that zip code really impacts health, and we want to make sure that everyone, regardless of their zip code, regardless of their neighborhood, has the same opportunities to be healthy.
Kate Kunkel is an associate researcher with the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. The fifth annual County Health Rankings and Roadmap was released by the Institute this morning and was commissioned by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. You can see the report, including a county-by-county breakdown of Arkansas, at countyhealthrankings.org.